Hello and welcome, everyone. I hope it's a glorious day for you. We are going to have an amazing session. I am very excited today because we've got Dr. Kathy Goldstein with us, and we are going to be talking about releasing the anchors of stress and actually how to unlock our anti-aging potential, but not in a way that you normally would think. A lot of people think of anti-aging as like lotions and creams and all of this sort of thing. And while that has some profound benefits, we're going to be talking about the real root of what causes aging in the face and what causes that continued expression or that wrinkling of skin beyond maybe anything else. And that really is something pretty interesting. And that is stored energetic trauma in the face. And I'm going to get into this, but I got to say, this morning I did something. I'm kind of a personal person. I don't generally post pictures of every single thing I do out there, but there was a very interesting experiment I did with Dr. Kathy Goldstein a couple years ago. And I took a picture of my face every morning for about 60 days. And what I discovered was I used to wake up in the morning with this really like heavy line on the side of my face. It was really like my face was like getting hollowed out. And then I started using her protocol and found, and you'll see the second picture is like 45 days later, and then the third one was 60 days later. And that same line that was literally like a very like deep scowl line along the side of the face, like the marionette line, was literally gone in about 60 days. And what happened was the emotional energies behind that were gone. And also the skin was plump. The skin was actually lifted and the skin was very full and volumized. Now, people say, well, yeah, I think I remember that a couple years ago, but why don't you post a picture now? So I was like, all right, I'm going to just take a picture. And we did this picture of me below it in the email. We'll also have it on the Now page. And it has not changed. I mean, honestly, like there's some differences here and there, but when I do the protocol and I stay with it, now I do it about every 3 to 4 days or try to do it at least, I have not seen changes. So what is really going on? What is the secret to reducing the aging and also filling out and lifting the face using our muscles and fascia in a very unique way? Well, we're going to be talking about it today with Dr. Kathy Goldstein. And as people are popping on, go ahead and press star 2 on your phone. Send in your questions. I always get kind of shy sending out pictures, but I'm like, oh, what the heck? If it works for me, it's going to work for you. And we're going to talk about what I did because I actually didn't even do it correctly. That's like how ridiculous this whole story was, is that I didn't do it correctly. And my skin and my energy lines were so ready for a change that it literally just accelerated and turned the clock back. So we're going to talk more about it and what to do. Dr. Kathy has been a practicing acupuncture physician who's been practicing integrative medicine, combining the best natural medicine with the latest scientific discoveries to treat her patients for more than 30 years. Now, of special interest to You Wealth Revolution and our family of community members is that Kathy specializes in energy medicine, the century-old science of using energy to heal your body, restore vitality, and reverse aging. And she does this from her own personal experience. She was on the path for medical school when she became very sick with Crohn's disease. During this long illness, Kathy turned to the ancient art of Chinese medicine. And after she received acupuncture treatment, her health really started turning around. At that point, Kathy realized that medical school and some of the traditional trainings was not going to be her destiny. She knew that addressing the underlying health issues and treating the person was the sure way to health, and she began a long career that is focused on Chinese medicine. She's also been a leading physician in bringing in cutting-edge techniques to acupuncturists, chiropractic, medical physicians, and other licensed practitioners. She has a very special interest in functional medicine with a functional skincare line and an energetic trauma release line that is designed for natural skincare and facial rejuvenation. We're going to talk about that today. And I want to share a few different stories. We've got pictures and all sort of stuff, but these stories are beautiful. This one person, Victoria, beautiful lady, she said, my husband told me on many occasions that the system is working. I can't imagine what he might say when I get back to the full True Energy products and regimen. I have been absolutely floored. And thank you, Kathy, for these amazing, amazing products. Barbara said, before I started True Energy, I was beginning to show my age, especially around my mouth. After 30 days, I could see much improvement. The lines above my mouth disappeared and the marionette lines are much less noticeable. My husband says I look years younger. All of this using just the day cream, serum, and the wand. I am thrilled. thrilled. I can't wait to see the results once I start using literally the whole system. These folks are just using the bare minimum, kind of like I did, and getting amazing results. So with that, let's welcome our dear innovator and our holistic health expert, Dr. Kathy Goldstein. Kathy, welcome back.
Thank you, and thanks for having me back. I'm always thrilled to talk to the UWealth Revolution for just even the being able to like talk about energy and be able to talk about frequencies and things like that. It's just such a special group. So I'm very excited.
Yeah. It's like, we don't really need to put any filters here because everybody knows, right. knows what we're doing. You know, I was blown away True. Because I thought, you know, I'm going to try this out. I'm going to, you know, hopefully see something better. But what I did, and people will see this in the pictures, I took the exact same time in the morning. I got up, I closed the doors to the bathroom. There was no outside light. I used one light in the bathroom, used the same light. There was no special lighting. And I just took a picture. And you can see the results. That deep, deep line that was just literally looked like someone cut me with a sword or something in my face began to slowly and gradually disappear. And at the end of the day, it was literally like probably like a hair. It was like a little hairline. And that was it. And that was the worst side. So it's just simply amazing what happened. And with that, I mean, what do you think actually is the number one thing that people should at least take away from this call, even if they do nothing else?
You know, when you were talking about that, you actually brought up a really, really good point, which is that the signs of aging are not what we think they are. You know, like okay. The obvious was the line, and you can clearly see that that line was greatly improved. But you actually mentioned something that most people don't even realize, which is that all of the tissue, everything underneath starts to sag. So it's not just the lines. It's not just the wrinkles. It's not just the texture. Those are all super, super important. But it's what happens underneath that is really shows the signs of aging, where you were talking about the hollow and things like that. The other part that is super significant that's different than anything else is also that the protocol itself helps to release old, anchored, stagnant emotions that no longer serve us. And that's a great takeaway.
Yeah, this is beyond just like beauty and looking good. This is actually like feeling better and more excited every day, kind of like greeting the world with your face in an entirely new way, even if you've suffered some challenges in your life. And at some point we all have, and I want to get to that. But what led you into the development of like really trying to understand not just like how to get better, but how to get better energetically? What brought you here today, Kathy?
Yeah. Well, you did mention, you know, I had my own health challenges, that actually was a big part for me, because even though I had, you know, worked for years and studied all different types of medicine and holistic medicine, what I really came down to focusing on through this whole process is energy medicine and specializing in mind-body manifestation of you know, all of our traumas and things like that. So one of the things that I found as for me going through that experience is that even though I had been doing everything right, even though I had been taking my nutrition and doing acupuncture and getting adjusted and having energy work done and doing frequency work and things like that, when I had turned 49, which is now some 12 years ago, I caught my image in a mirror. And I've had this also in the morning. I mean, how many people have had this experience where they wake up first thing in the morning and they look in the mirror and they go, I look tired. And then they walk out thinking that they're tired.
Let us know, like, do you have that feeling? Or do you see that when you look in the mirror? And honestly, that's why I did those pictures right in the morning. That was right when I woke up, every single one of them, the morning face. And I was like, wow, this morning face just keeps looking more and more tired. And then with your foot, it reversed, but absolutely.
Right. But the other thing is, and even knowing that when you look in the mirror and you think to yourself, oh, I look tired or, you know, how many people have taken their thumb and their index finger and put it by their temple and lift it up so that, you know, it taunts the face, it pulls the face a little bit taunt. Have you ever done that, Darius?
No, I didn't know about that. This is a good tip. I didn't know these things.
Yeah. Well, so that's what women tend to do. And I know there's actually some men that do this as well. But they kind of anchor their thumb in front of their ear and at their temple, and they just pull back slightly as if they're doing a facelift. And they're going, oh, if I could just get rid of that line or just pull up on this, you know, and women do that. And it's, you know, it's a clear indication that you don't like what you're seeing when you look in the mirror, right?
Yeah.
So that's what happened to me at, you know, 49 is that even though I was doing everything right, all of that suffering and pain was still showing on my face. So that's why when I started through this, you know, innovative process and took it through the research and actually did a study, I utilized all of the information that I had gained that I was helping my patients with and directed it, all of that into not just a facelift protocol, because being an acupuncturist, I definitely can, you know, focus on all the acupressure points on the face because they all connect with the whole body. They either begin or end somewhere on the face or head. But I also wanted to use the frequencies and the energy and the imprinting that I do in that there's a little green bead in every single one of the products. And that little green bead is designed through this innovative process that actually puts out energy that works with the wand to actually get the results that we get.
Okay. So, I want to get to that energetic side because that's pretty amazing. So when you had this Crohn's, you got better. Energetics and natural health and holistic health brought you leaps and bounds forward out of that. You still held the trauma in the face. What is it about trauma and energetics in the face that, and particularly the muscles and fascia, that might be different than other parts of the body?
Great question. Because the muscles in the face are different than the muscles in the body, right? So the muscles in the body, if you were to flex your bicep, you know, you're actually pulling that muscle tighter. But when you extend your arm and you tighten the tricep on the back of the arm, you're lengthening the bicep at the top of the arm.
Right.
And that's how every single one of our joints work in our body. The muscles of the face are very different because there's no opposing muscle when we have this chronic affect on our face, like, you know, whether it's stress, whether it's an expression, whether it's, you know, like if you're thinking and you, some people tighten between their eyebrows, like you had mentioned, or along the side of the mouth, right? So there's no opposing muscles for those. So eventually they get stuck or frozen into that position because the muscles of the face are either skin to skin or bone to skin. So that's why the muscles in the face get stuck, whereas the muscles in the body are very, very different. So you need something. You need to do something.
Yeah, so you're saying like you need some sort of way to stretch, to put counter tension on these muscles, or else they stay in that position. So the muscle has a memory, and a lot of the things that we're carrying with us at times are sort of like the traumatic memories, the things that are the stress lines. We've seen pictures of people after they go through an illness or after they have something really traumatic happen. And it, for many times when you see it, it's like still on their face.
Right. That's exactly right. And I think that the thing is too, is that being able to release the daily where you hold your stressors daily, because you know, like you were talking before, there's some people who are lung, you know, in Chinese medicine, lung people or spleen people or liver people, and all of those have different emotions that are on the face. So, you're absolutely right. So being able to, you know, actually there's one point, because sometimes I want to address this, Darius, because I think that as I'm saying lengthening and things like that, sometimes people's belief is that our face sags anyway. Why would you want to lengthen the muscles, right?
Because
they're thinking it's sagging. Why lengthen it? So I want to address that just, you know, quickly on because the true underlying issue of aging is not just sagging muscles, which is kind of coming full circle, but it's the muscles that are contracted that drag the skin down with it. So that crepey neck with lines in it is actually from that muscle of the neck holding up this bowling ball on top of it that's constantly moving. And so that beautiful long ballerina neck, as we get older, gets tighter and tighter and tighter, so that we have all the creeping and sagging of, you know, the what looks like really unhealthy skin, even if you're doing all the right things. And then there's other places that when I do my webinar that I show you, though, these are the areas that are tight. You know, the neck, the jaw, the forehead, and those are the ones that need to be released before we can start popping the cheeks, because that's where that hollow is that you were saying, that you feel like your whole face was lifted. It's lengthening and lifting, not just lifting.
Yeah, lengthening and lifting. That's very interesting. And we're going to talk more about this. We're even going to show folks, you know, as best we can, some different ways to do this. So you found these major problem areas. What did you do next? Because it wasn't just about pooling on the skin, and it wasn't just about a lotion. You wanted to get to, like, the energetic root of this and really, like, I mean, supercharge this into just a whole nother reality. What did you start toying with and working with as you moved forward?
So the frequency aspect of that, because we've already kind of talked about the emotional anchors and things like that. So the frequencies, that actually is what is really unique in this. And what I'd like to do is I'd like to actually start with the concept of our energy field. Okay. And what we know is that our body has an electrical field. And it has the electrical field of, for example, the nervous system. And the nervous system is the brain giving the body information through these, you know, this process of positive and negative ions moving information down the line. And it also is from the body to the brain. You know, like if you touch something that's hot, your brain registers it and you take your hand away, right? So that's the electrical system, but that is our slowest energetic system. Our fastest energetic system is our biophoton field. The biophoton field is our light field. That's the light field that has to do with why we see auras and, you know, all of the different energy patterns around people and how small they are, how big they are. Well, that's not just the field around us. That's the field that does two things. It communicates with our outside world, the energy world, of, you know, the sun, the moon, the ocean, you know, everything that is a vibrational energy, which is the exact same frequency as our brain and our nervous system. And then the other is that through the process is also the energy field of every single cell in our body. So all of those cells resonate at different frequencies. But when you think about it, there's healthy vibrational frequencies and there's unhealthy vibrational frequencies. So this is the whole process I do when I'm working with patients in just energy medicine, right? So I call that energy field the energy highway or biophoton energy highway.
Okay.
So I'm utilizing the biophoton energy highway of the body, and I'm taking the technology that I use with energy medicine, and I take what's called intrinsic factors or intrinsic data, and I take into intrinsic data fields through a very specific process that's exactly the same every single time. And what I do is I make what's called a reagent, and those reagents vibrate and communicate with the biophoton field of the body, that energy highway, and they help the body to vibrate at the frequency of whatever I make those reagents. So those reagents are things like building collagen, releasing negative emotions, balancing the acupuncture meridians, vibrating at the frequency of a healthy cell, stem cell, organ, things like that. So I'm using that energy medicine in that, there's that little green bead in every single product that's imprinted with different reagents And then I have the wand, which we haven't talked about at all, that magic wand, and imprint that one as well with different reagents. So what, you know, we did a clinical study and we got results that were way beyond fathomable. So it's really, really, which I need it. You know, I'm kind of a science mind. I like, you know, innovation, but I also like validation. So yes, the study really helped to put it on paper. And like you said, you didn't do the technique exactly right, that protocol exactly right. Well, I'm pretty sure the women in the study did not do it exactly accurately either, because it doesn't need to be perfect. You just need to get the product on your face and the wand on your face.
Yeah, I didn't realize. Right. I didn't realize about the reagents in there. And we're going to talk about that, because it's the energetics that are contained in the formulations that are beginning to work once they are activated. Let's talk a little bit about the studies, because you had a very esteemed doctor, Dr. Pugliese, to look at this and oversee. Was it like a trial? Was it like a proof of concept? A study? Tell us about like what was done, what goes into that, and what were some of the findings?
Right. So it was a pilot study. So what happened was they were in, you know, the hills in Pennsylvania in the middle of winter. In fact, actually, what I found out afterwards, I would have worried about the whole time, but Dr. Pugliese was saying, you know, when you wanted to do this protocol in February in the middle of the hills of Pennsylvania, I was really concerned that you would not get the results that you were looking for, because it's cold and dry. And I was like, well, I'm glad I didn't know. But worst case scenario is that time of year. It's the hardest on the face. Okay. So we did with the clinical. So Dr. Pugliese is well known for, he's much, much older at this point. So I don't know that he does studies anymore, but he is well known for developing different tools to measure different aspects of the skin. He also is well known for doing the research for claims for big companies like L'Oreal and, you know, all of the really high-end companies that you might find in department store, high-end department stores. Okay. So he's, you know, that's when I had the choice to who do I want to go with. I could have gone with someone who goes that could have given me claims, but I didn't want that. I wanted someone who was going to actually measure the skin in a way that could measure exactly what the changes were. So what we did was we had he had different tools that he did. One of them is it's called a ballistometer. And what it does is it measures bounce on the skin. So it determines how much collagen and stiffness is in the skin. He also used different photo parameters that were different types of exposures that measure different things like surface spots, brown spots, UV spots, pores, you know, things that show acne, things like that, like bacteria on the skin. And redness. So those are all really valid things to test when you're testing the results of, you know, of just a skincare. They were actually doing the skincare and the protocol. Well, Dr. Pugliese called me. It's a 30-day study. He called me in 15 days, and he said, I have no idea what you're doing, but these women look like they've had many makeovers. And that was only after 15 days. Wow, so I was ecstatic because I wasn't sure how that was going to come out. It was taking it out of my hands completely, but I was thrilled with that. And also just that's Dr. Pugliese too, for him to validate, you know. So ultimately he told me by the end of the 30 days that the most significant thing that he saw results in every one of those areas that I talked about. One of the ones that was most interesting to him was that after 30 days, women had developed 25% increase in collagen. Now, let me tell you why that's important, right? Because it takes 45 days, not 30, but 45 days to even begin collagen production. At 30 days, we were already at 25% increased. So he didn't know anything about the frequencies. He was like, he just was like, this is a magic tool. This is an amazing skincare line. I've seen amazing skincare lines. This one goes way beyond what I've ever seen. So I was like, I was thrilled and felt totally validated.
Yeah.
On all of that work that I had put in.
Yeah, that is amazing. And, you know, what's interesting to me is when you have somebody that's from like a traditional skincare type of background, although very esteemed, when we bring in this energetic, it's like they can't imagine, you know, what in the world was going on here. What was one of the things that was most surprising to you about that study?
One of them really was, is that you don't have to do it perfect to get the results. So that was important to me because,
yeah.
I mean, and I'm really good about, training. I'm offering, you know, webinars and anything that's going to, if you, this is how I feel about it in my clinic as well as with, you know, any product, is that people's money is valuable to them. And I feel the same way, you know, and if you're going to spend money, you should definitely feel like you're getting something really, really valuable for that. And that's a really kind of important thing to me is I'd much rather, you know, under promise and over deliver, as they say.
Yeah. So this is interesting. So if they had a 25% increase in collagen, and we generally lose about 1% a year from my research.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they looked 25 years younger, but I'd have to see the pictures. But I would say, I mean, you're looking at like maybe 10 years at least difference with that much collagen increase, right? I mean, so it's definitely profound.
For sure.
So here's one of the things I want to talk about. The ball. Okay. You've put in an energy ball, a little bead, we call it. How do you do this? And what does this little green bead hold as sort of like the magic of this whole formula?
Yeah, the secret sauce, right?
Yeah.
It's the secret sauce. So that has everything to do with the frequencies and what I, what I do. So every single product has a little green bead in it, and all of those little green beads, I actually imprint those frequencies myself. So all of those beads have gone through, you know, my hands because I want to be the one who's doing it exactly how I know it needs to be done because it's a science. It's not arbitrary. It's not nonspecific. It is specific. And it takes me several days to imprint the frequencies into that, you know, those biophoton frequencies that we're talking about that vibrate at our own body's frequencies. So those are the intrinsic data fields that I put into the beads that then go to my lab where they put a single bead in every single product.
Wow. Now, the other part of that is the wand, and we're going to talk about this and explain a little more. What is going on with the wand? Because there's a separate part of this that we haven't really mentioned. It's like using an actual wand to activate and do certain things in the face and neck, and ultimately it ends up affecting the whole body. But what is going on with the wand?
Right. Okay. So, yes, it's been called the magic wand. So the wand is also imprinted with frequencies. Every single one of those wands go through my hands. And there's also magnets. And there are 800 Gauss magnets, which are super, super gentle. It's the same magnets I would use in my office to just move energy on an acupuncture meridian.
Okay.
So, and then manganese. And manganese helps for circulation. So it's made out of surgical stainless steel. So it's pretty, you know, pretty sturdy. It doesn't become porous or anything like that. It's super easy to clean. It looks very similar to a pen, but there's a purple handle on one side. And like the tool is on the other end. And what you're doing is you are doing several things. One is you're going through the protocol where you're doing the lengthening lifting that we talked about. It goes in a very specific order. so that we're kind of working, you know, working the system. In fact, one of the things that we do before the lifting and the lengthening and lifting is we actually do lymphatic drainage. Yeah. So lymphatic drainage is kind of counterintuitive when it comes to the face. A lot of times people thinking up, 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 but the lymphatic drainage is a very gentle downward motion that helps to pull all the toxins. This part of the protocol in itself has taken 10 years off of people simply because they're holding on to all this stagnant energy, emotional toxins, physical toxins, and things like that. It's also the one that gets the most results the quickest, not the most results in general, the most the fastest results. So yeah. You'll see things like turkey neck or jowly, you know, like the heavy jowly thing or puffy under the eyes. These are all the areas that get released through this first part of that protocol.
Now,
so
when you say, sorry to jump in, but I didn't want to miss this. When you say lymphatic, I think about lymph fluid, right? I think about fluid retention. Is that
correct.
One of the things that starts circulating and getting reabsorbed in a way?
Really what we're doing is we're definitely talking about fluids, toxic fluids. It's one of the most important parts of our body's function that gets very little attention. It's as important as the vascular system, as how we circulate our blood. In fact, it actually runs along the vascular system. So what initially will happen is we're going to open those lymphatic portals to allow those extra fluids and toxins to be able to drain. So it's a drainage process.
Yeah. Amazing. All right. I want to get to a few questions. I know we're going to have some questions coming in and probably people wanting to get live on the phone. Okay. So Diane wrote to us and said, the morning face is the pits. I've done the facelifting even just recently. So, yeah, very interesting. When you think about like people doing surgeries and all that, I feel like there's something strange, like they just don't look the same. I don't know what it is. And it doesn't always look younger. It just sort of looks less like them, I guess. I mean, what's going on there versus like this sort of approach? I mean, I can see the difference, but what do you think about in terms of the distinctions?
Right. Okay. So that's easy because it's really a matter of looking past the wrinkles because, you know, surgery pulls wrinkles. But the deal is that if you pull skin and do it, and this is Botox, fillers, surgery, any of those, you're not really getting to the root of the problem. You know, you're either freezing a muscle or you're injecting a filler, but it doesn't change the underlying tissue that's really dragging the face around. So when you looked at those photos and you talked about the hollows on your cheek, that actually is just one of the signs of aging that when we look at someone, we don't always know exactly what it is, but the angle, and I talk about this in the webinar, the angle of our face when we're younger is more of a triangle and goes up towards our cheekbones. When we age, it becomes more square, where our jaw gets fuller and squarer and our cheekbones kind of, you know, the little apples fall. So, if you're just addressing the skin, you're not handling the underlying issue and it doesn't last. And like you said, with the surgery, it just is different. It's just different. So I've had people who have done injections and fillers and surgery and are thrilled with, you know, the lasting results and the deeper and the more significant results of just looking like a younger you as opposed to a different you.
Yeah, and I mean, all that stuff in the body that's just this synthetic, God knows what, your body has to process that and clear it out. And you know, I notice eventually people that do that, it just looks worse and worse. Then you have to do more of it. I don't know. It's a very, very slippery slope, I guess.
True.
I'm not judging, but just looking at it from that perspective. The other thing that we're not dealing with is really, as you said, the emotional component. So what sort of, when we look at the face, I always find this fun. What are some of the areas that you see as most common for men and women? Maybe we'll focus more on women potentially here, but men, this could also apply to you. And what are some of the energetics that you see behind that. So if we've got like a scowl line, is that a sadness energetic that causes that? Kind of go through the list that you've seen, Kathy.
So I do want to bring up one other point that you had mentioned, which is that it's the chemicals. I know, right? It's the chemicals in skincare that makes a difference too. So I just want to make a point of saying that everything in the line is 100% natural, not FDA natural, but truly natural, made from the earth, natural. So, because I agree with you, your body has to deal with all those chemicals. Okay, so let's talk about the face and the different areas. So there's a couple of different ways that you can look at this. You can look at it from the different acupuncture areas of the face. Like for example, you were talking about the lines between the between the eyebrows, those what people call the 11. So the lines between the eyebrows, and that actually corresponds to liver, and liver corresponds to anger and resentment and depression. But the other thing is too, is that I also feel like it goes way beyond just the acupuncture areas, because we have different areas that are like the under the eyes is kidney in Chinese medicine. And along the mouth is spleen, or the cheeks. But for me, I actually feel like it goes deeper than that.
Okay.
Because I don't feel like every single meridian just sits by itself. So, for example, I really feel like the lines between the eyes were definitely on the liver meridian. But I also know from my experience that it's also our worry lines, and our stress, of worry shows up there as well. So, but this is the interesting thing about acupuncture and the five elements is that the liver beats up on the spleen, and the spleen is worry and the liver is anger, right? So that liver beats up on the spleen. So it only makes sense that they really kind of join in, into the same process. So I do look at it a little bit different than just traditionally where the acupuncture areas or the acupressure point areas are on the face.
So
it's being able to release the anger and the worry at the same time, and being able to release fear, which usually is like a tightness around the mouth or that Marietta line or the wrinkles underneath the mouth, things like that.
Okay. Very interesting. Let us know, is there a question you have, or maybe an area of the face where you are wondering what could the stored energy be? That's very interesting. Diane wrote into us, she's in San Antonio. She said, I find myself clenching my teeth all the time, have to wear a night guard. And she says, I got that crease to my eyebrows. I've had it since I was 30. So it's not an aging thing. Some form of a muscular contraction energetic thing. So what is the deal with nighttime teeth clenching? Is there anything you've seen with that?
So a couple of things that, I think that she brings up that's very valid is that it's not an age thing, In fact, because sometimes when you talk about, look, 10 years younger and things like that, you're talking about thinking, people in their 50s, 60s, 70s, which is great. I mean, my mom's in her 80s and she looks amazing and she uses the protocol. But the reality of it is stress starts a whole lot younger than that. And kids starts a lot of times a whole lot younger than that. And for women, there's a lot of hormone changes that also stimulate different changes in the face as well and decrease collagen and collagen production. So it's really important to kind of look at the whole picture and to know that we're not just talking about being 60 and looking 10 years younger here,
It's also getting emotionally younger, right? In the sense of not losing the lessons, but not carrying the energy in our face and body that somebody in their 40s, 50s, 60s does. Like going back to that state before, that's
right.
How we pull it out. Yeah. I mean, the other big question, people have is, what do we do to restore the skin? Because when we talk about things like collagen production, I mean, it just continues to decline. But here you said you noticed through this study that Dr. Pugliese did 25% increase in collagen in literally, 30 days?
Right. Yeah. So the two key parts about collagen and collagen production is that it pretty much starts decreasing after we hit somewhere in our mid-20s.
Okay.
So we already know that by the time we hit 30, we're going in the decline of collagen and collagen production. And so with the collagen production, we're talking about, all right, what that looks like on the face is not just the sagging. It's the stiffness. And what I mean by stiffness is, I'm going to give an extreme example. You know, if someone's been a tennis player all their life and, or their sun worshiper, you know, lives in Florida and their skin looks leathery, that is a loss of elastin or creates skin stiffness. So that extreme is what would take the longest to recover, because you have to build the collagen and work the protocol to get the elastin to start absorbing and utilizing and actually reversing, which is one of the more unusual things that this does that's not really heard of. This is reversing that, you know, that elastin, that stiffness. The other is that getting the plumping back into those cheeks and the apple and around the mouth, because that mouth thins as well, especially the top. Those are areas that really make a difference with the collagen and elastin, especially like building collagen. The other is what we've called the witch's chin, which is that chin kind of pulls up and the lip gets pulled down, and we get a big crease across the chin, like a vertical crease across the chin. That's tightening as well as a loss of collagen. So being able to actually feed the cells collagen is a huge component to like rejuvenating the skin. And I use a technology that's really innovative as well, which is called an oleosome technology. So what I'm doing is I'm storing the nutrients of the ingredients, of those active, highly active ingredients. I'm storing them like you would store a germinous seed, so that when it actually penetrates the dermis, you're getting the nutrients to a deeper layer of the cell. And so that's uniquely different as well. And then you add the wand and the protocol to that, now you're getting changes that are just have never been seen.
Interesting. Okay, so the oleosome technology, actually planting a seed into, I guess, like the skin or skin cells? Is it going that deep? Or explain that a little more, because that's a new concept I like to break down. Yeah.
Right. So I'm gonna tell you one thing, is that the FDA, I'm more like, okay, this is my disclaimer. The FDA will tell you that if you have a product that penetrates the below the dermis, the outer layer, then it has to be FDA approved. But this is the thing that we know, is that there is absolutely no skincare that any of the ingredients are FDA approved. And we know that they penetrate deeper, because you can test urine for the chemicals that are in SPF, 30, and you can find those chemicals in your body. So we know we absorb nutrients or chemicals.
Right. Everything gets into our skin. So it's
everything,
like it gets absorbed.
Gets
yeah.
In there.
I've even heard when you take a shower, you can absorb water, which is fascinating to me. But
sure. Right. Or chlorine if you don't have a filter. Right?
Oh, that is true. Right. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So keep going. That's interesting. So then so everything is going in there. So then the oleosome technology then would be doing what?
It's like a delivery system. So it holds, it protects the nutrients in that safe, little pocket, little seed, if you will, and it enables the maximum amount of that active ingredient to be delivered to where it's exactly effective. And what happens is, over time, as we start regenerating new cells, with the frequencies that those intrinsic frequencies resonating at a healthy vibration of a healthy skin with the nutrient combined, That's where you're seeing the results that Dr. Pugliese found, that he couldn't understand exactly how we were getting those. But it's that combination of using the tool and the technology.
Absolutely amazing. Well, I let me tell you, I have experienced it firsthand. It is incredible, and I wouldn't be without that wand, because it also is something that, through what's in there in the magnets, I feel like it actually enables you to neutralize the stored energy in a way. And, you know, we talk about this with acupuncture and pressure points and magnetics for healing. There's something also happening with that that I think is incredible in the face. And there's so many other things. So we're going to keep unpacking this. It's really exciting. But I know a lot of people came on today as well and said, hey, you know what? I want some help today. I'm feeling like there's these energies around the holidays, around everything going on in the world that seems always happen. And I want to release some of what, Kathy, you've called emotional stagnation, so that we can let out the energy to ease the impact of anger, fear, and worry on our beautiful and shining higher consciousness faces all over the planet. So tell us what we're going to do, and then we can do it.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Excellent. Excellent. So it is so true that you know, it's not just that vibrational frequency of you know, the what we're going to do, but the how it kind of like has a like a domino effect and a potential to release the negative energy in our body, as well as that stuck or stagnant in Chinese medicine. I'm kind of old school, having, you know, graduated a long time ago, where I do use terms like stagnation, where it's just not moving and it's stuck. So what we're going to do is we're going to go through, it's interesting that you did the exercise that you did it before we started, which was just a beautiful segue into this whole process of what we're going to kind of continue to do and just get a little bit more specific. So we're going to release anger, worry, and fear. Okay. So what I'm going to have people do first is I'm going to have you put both your feet on the floor. If you're wearing shoes, it's fine. If you're on the, you know, first floor, 30th floor, or outside, it's all good. So I'm going to have you think about, so the bottom of the foot is the kidneys, and kidneys are the root of how our body heals, as well as fear. Fear is a big emotion for kidney. So what I'm going to have you do is I'm going to have you think about roots coming from your feet, going through however many layers of things between you and the Mother Earth. And you're going to take all of these roots and you're going to extend them down into the earth and spread them out through the earth. So what we're doing is we're going to be using the resources of the earth rather than the resources of our body. Our body has limited resources when we burn energy. So we're going to use the you know, Mother Earth's energy, which is infinite. It takes bad energy and it gives you good energy. So we're going to use that infinite flow of bad energy out, good energy in this constant flow through this process. So the first thing that we're going to do is we're going to do anger and worry it at the same time. So what I'm going to have you do is I'm going to have you take two fingers. They can be your index finger or your middle finger, but you're going to take the two fingers and put them between your eyebrows over the bridge of your nose. And what you're going to do is you're going to apply a little bit of pressure. And as you breathe in and breathe out, as you're breathing out, you're going to sweep your fingers up to your hairline and slightly into your hairline. If you find a place that's a little bit tender, you want to stop and put a little bit of pressure on that. And then you're going to go back to putting your fingers between your eyebrows and kind of like a fan, each finger is going to go alongside where you initially went up, and you're going to go up into your hairline, and then you're going to come back to the center of the eyebrows, and you're going to sweep like a fan all the way out towards your temple. So while you're doing this process, what I want you to think about it that you're releasing is that you don't have to know what the anger is. You don't have to know what the worry is. But anger usually holds us in the past. And so no matter what it is, if we can release the lines of emotional baggage and that stagnation of anger or the things that hold us in the past, And as you sweep up on each one of those points, you're releasing worry. Worry is the unknown of the future. So when you release the stagnation of the anger from the past, and then you move forward to the worry of the future and release that, because we only know what we know right here, right now. So as you sweep through that process, also just go back to your feet and go through that, the anchoring and the energy, the bad energy out and the good energy in. So this is that constant flow of energy that really enables you to not have to figure out where the bad energy is going and where the good energy is coming from. You're just going to keep going through the breathing process and sweeping from the eyebrow up into that fan. Okay, so now let's move to around the lower part of the eyes. And if your area that you hold tension is in your mouth, you can do from your chin through your jawline. So if your worry area feels like it's under your eyes, for me, it feels like it's under my eyes today. So I'm going to start with my fingers on either side of my nose on the eye orbital, that orbital ridge, on the bone, not on the eyelid. That's a very, very sensitive area. I want your fingers on the actual arch of the cheekbone. And with this, you're going to do pressure, breathing in and breathing out, and then moving outside, moving towards the temple on each side as you go. On the chin, I'm going to have you do right in the center of the chin where some people have a line, you know, a dimple or a cleft mark. So you're going to start right at that line, and you're going to do pressure. And with each breath in and breath out, you're then going to move to just finger width, go moving out towards the jawline, towards your ear, staying on the cheekbone. And you'll find that you have some spots that feel like big old knots. And you can just hold for a couple of seconds before you move on. And fear is survival. It's where we are in our sympathetic fight or flight mode, where we're really thinking about, actually, it's not even a thinking process. It's really just having this gut feeling of constant fear that creates anxiety. So I want, with that breathing, when you breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, that also helps to move you from the parasympathetic fight or flight, I mean, to sympathetic fight or flight, to parasympathetic healing, resting, digesting. It's hard to stay in stress mode when you're in parasympathetic. So breathing is always really important with any process. And don't forget about the energy through your feet, through that kidney area of your feet, and breathing in and breathing out and thinking about the good energy flowing through your whole body to the areas that you're working on, and that releasing that negative energy throughout the Mother Earth, who will handle it for us, no problem. And so, Darius, when you think that that's enough time for you, I'll let you wrap it up.
Yeah, I could keep doing that one right above the eyebrows up to the hairline like all day. It feels so good.
And, so relaxing.
I'm feeling like a lot of, it's almost like tender, just tenderness in certain spots there. And so, you know, I'd just ask everybody, maybe continue with one that you feel, you know, the most tenderness with, and let us know which one that is. For me, it's above there, but it feels like I could just push on this all day, and it just seems like it gets better and better. What does the tenderness mean as people are kind of working this? What does it mean from a physical and emotional and maybe even a skincare or skin aging perspective? What from those three levels?
Yeah. So I'll start at the skin because it's actually the muscles below the skin. And it's those muscles that are being dragged around that are just, I mean, especially, you can especially feel those in certain areas, like between the eyebrows and above that, where we tend to get knots around the mouth, especially those frown lines where they're just big old knots of muscles that are just conditioned to stay that way from our stressors or from just habitual stuff. So, but the other is that When you're talking about that habitual facial expression or the stagnation of emotions that, you know, no longer serve us, but we kind of get stuck in those, those are going to show up as knots or bumps or pain spots, tenderness, things like that. It really gives us a good indication of where we're really holding on to stuff.
That is fantastic. Agreed. Yeah. So let us know where did you experience it? Share with us, uwealthrevolution.com/now. Let us know. Very interesting. So, we're going to keep going. A lot of people are asking questions. This is Carla. She's asking about, and as people are sending them in, please go ahead. I want to hear where you had a pain spot. Let us know. She's asking about, skin. And what is going on with skin health and high levels of production of sebum and what could be done about that? I don't know if you've had experience with that, but since we are dealing with the exterior part of this too, what would you say to Carla? She's in Brussels.
Yeah. So that's actually, I love this question, Carla, because I'll tell you, you know, some people are like, hey, why don't you have skincare for oily skin or dry skin or, you know, acne, things like that. And the answer really is to that is that healthy skin is healthy skin. Nobody generally has oily skin across their whole face. It's usually oily in one place or dry in another or acne through different areas. One of the things that we're, you know, I have with the imprint and low frequencies is also balancing hormones on the face. So, cause that actually will change pigmentation and things like that. So, the way I feel about that is that if a skincare is like a nutrition where it's functional skincare, meaning that when you take nutrition, if you take functional nutrition, you're taking nutrition that gives your body the information that it needs to be able to produce what it needs to produce or to be healthy, right? So functional skincare should work very much the same way. I'm not putting collagen in the skincare and trying to, you know, shove it into the cells, it doesn't work. Collagen is much too big of a molecule. What I'm doing is I'm using the ingredients that help your body to produce collagen.
Right?
So that makes it functional. Right. So that makes it functional skincare versus just, you know, something that's going to, you know, fill your lines with a reflective light so it looks like you don't have wrinkles in one use. Right. So when she asked that question, it's a great question because to me, it shows an imbalance. Like I would look at the imbalance of a body. It shows me some imbalances and that really you just need something functional that's going to give your body what it needs to be able to correct what's going on.
Right. And it's getting to the root cause so that we're not putting a Band-Aid. We're not trying to cover up. It's actually getting into what is going on there. Well, and the exciting thing about this is we never know what else it's going to affect in a beneficial way. And, you know, it's interesting because June wrote to us. She's in Little Egg Harbor. That sounds like a beautiful place to be. And she said, it felt really good to do the exercise. When I swept my fingers from my chin towards the ear, my tooth, which had actually been bothering me for a while now, soothed my tooth. How did in the world did this help my tooth? She's asking you, Kathy. And I got to think we kind of know the answer. But for June, who may be like, I'm not sure, explain that. And for anyone else.
Right. Well, so we are hitting acupuncture meridians and every tooth is an acupuncture meridian and has those emotions that you hold on to. So when we're releasing these and releasing the fear, It could be a tooth that relates to kidney, or it could be a tooth that relates to the other meridians that affect that as well. So being able to go through an actual process of releasing those emotions actually really is, again, another root aspect of being able to, you know, make significant changes in your whole body. And that's, you know, like when you're using the wand and you're using that on different parts, you're affecting the entire body.
Wow. Wow. I'm very excited about this. And a lot of people asking more about what the wands look like, what some of the different protocols. We're going to talk about it. We've got a really special page where Kathy's going to be sharing a video where she demonstrates a little bit about, at least from her expertise, what's going on. I've also got my pictures on there, hot off the press. And you're going to see the three stages of this, the beginning, which was right in the morning, in the middle, right in the morning at like halfway point, and then 60 days, and that was like right at the end. And same light, same mirror, exactly the same, and you'll see the literal place where that jowl line is just gone, or marionette line. I mean, it's gone. I don't even worry about what it's called because it's gone, and that's what's exciting. Check this out. UWealthRevolution.com/CATHY22. So CATHY 22. And yeah, I don't want to know what these things are. I just want them gone. And if they're there, I want them. The other thing is, I want them to be beautiful lines. So if I'm a person that's smiling and joyful, I want a line for the smile and joy, because
that's
I don't expect that I'm going to have, you know, a face like a porcelain doll, but I don't want the energetics of the frowns and the pains and the frustrations and the anger moments that we all go through to be my dominant characteristics of how my face looks when I'm relaxed, right? So I want the joyful look, and that's what I'm looking for. But check it out, because it's pretty cool. And Kathy, I mean, when people get there, there's a video of you at the top of the page, and you kind of welcome people. Yeah.
Let me actually talk a little bit about that, because
please.
The video is up there now. What we're going to do is we're going to put the interview there.
Oh, nice.
Because
okay.
I know that, right. So that way people can re-listen to it and you know, go to the parts that they want to hear. When you go to the offers on the bottom, what will happen is that when you purchase, then you will get a video. This is free for the UWealth. You'll get a video of the protocol, as well as the webinar that I talk about, you know, the protocol and the different areas of aging and how to make changes in certain places. And it's very, very, I make sure that you have all the information that you need. When you do get your package, you also will have a booklet that has the steps in it as well. So you get all of the support.
Okay. And I want to share a little bit about some of the different pieces. One of the things I love that you've done is basically figure out, all right, because people may need some support or some help in doing this or getting started, we've made this really easy. You can begin with this two-piece system, which to me is really like three pieces, but it we'll call it the two, right? It's two of the skincare energetic components plus the wand, and that starts would normally be $671. It's actually $99, only one payment, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. So let's start with that for people that are saying, all right, look, I want to do something for myself. I'm tired of just like dealing with the stress of the world, feeling like I'm weighed down. I've got holiday parties coming up. I've got maybe some different seasonal things. I've got New Year's. This will have me looking, you know, my best, feeling my best, not holding those emotional triggers and anchors into all of this holiday stuff, which we didn't even get into, but that's another piece. What is that two-piece, or as I call three-piece system, going to do?
It is really, right? So it's the nighttime, which is the richest of the, I have a daytime and a nighttime. The daytime is helpful for, you know, pH and probiotics and, you know, has some natural Hawaiian oils for the protection. This one is the nighttime. It's the most restorative because the nutrients are a little bit richer because, you know, you can get hydration through the night and, you know, and the daytime absorbs faster so that you can go out and, but this nighttime kind of holds on. The other thing is that people tend to like to do the protocol at night because it's very relaxing. People sleep better with it. It's just fantastic.
Yes.
The cleanser is the other thing that comes with that as well, which also has that little green bead and is very hydrating. And then, of course, your sonic wand.
Yeah, and I want to talk about each one of these, too. What do you want to share about the sonic wand? Go ahead, Kathy. Sorry about that.
Well, what I was going to say is that I've actually done the upgrade to the sonic wand. You know, I'm giving the upgrade to the sonic wand because it was when I did the study, without that, without the sonic part of that, without the battery that has that little bit of vibration. But then as I went on, I realized that the sonic wand is really helpful for two things. It's helpful for product penetration, and also because some people are energy sensitive and they can feel the energy. But a lot of times people really like to feel that vibration while they're moving that across their face. So that's an upgrade.
Yeah, so that's included with this. The thing I want to mention that I found to be pretty profound is a couple things. The cleaner is amazing. I mean, I'm a guy, I never really ever have cleaned my face with anything, honestly. And when I use this, it feels so good. And there's just a different texture to the skin. Everything seems smoother. It's really an amazing cleaner. I'm blown away by this thing. The wand, it's true. Like at night when you do this, it's literally like you're pulling out those stress anchors from the face that you experienced all day. And it's relaxing. It actually helps me sleep better. But I know this is working because when I wake up in the morning, like all those pictures I took at the page, they were all in the morning. And I didn't do the protocol and then take the picture. That was right when I woke up. So that was after sleeping on my face, and I sleep like, you know, in the worst positions, I can tell you, like face jammed up against the pillow. That was right in the morning, not cleaning my face, washing it, or doing anything. That was right when I woke up. I mean, just literally right out of the bed. And it had to be the nighttime treatment that was allowing the skin to stay plump like a kid, that it wasn't showing those signs as much as before. So it's amazing. And so that you can start with for $99. And that's amazing. It's at uwealthrevolution.com/Kathy, C-A-T-H-Y-22. The other thing I want to mention is they get the wands. This is like the full-on wand. It's not like a cheapened version. This is a sonic energy optimized wand, and you have to turn this on. So tell me about like turning it on, and what does it start doing once you begin to have it vibrating?
Well, the frequencies are in there, and will, and they'll, you know, they'll come out of the wand, you know, even when you don't have that on. But when you turn the you'll see when you get the product, when you get the wand, it'll come with a battery. And you open it from the middle and you put the battery in. And when you close it, there's, you close it all the way. And then there's one more click that will actually turn the sonic part on. And so with the sonic, you're just getting, you're getting better product penetration. And, you know, that actually, there's a really interesting study that shows how, sonic can actually, they showed it on an orange peel that when you did like a, and this wasn't with a true energy, this was just like a, like an, just a normal application process with just an application tool. But when it was sonic, it actually, with the exact same motions, the exact same pressure, the exact same length of time, it showed the product to go deeper into the orange peel. It's really interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And so, like, that's what we're doing with our face using these tools. Mm-hmm. They're also going to get the group webinar video, which is a replay of a training you did. Plus, you do, you're doing a live monthly masterclass. What is this?
Right. So the live monthly masterclass is really actually one of my favorite things to do. What I will do is I'll talk about different things. So I'll talk about everything from, like, I'll pick a few ingredients because people love to know about their product and why it's different and what's, you know, innovative about it. So I will, sometimes I'll talk about, you know, the different ingredients in that, and I'll pick a few because there's so many active ingredients in it that most of the time when you buy skincare, you get ingredients, but they're not active, meaning that they're not at the percentage where they're effective. They're only an ingredient and ingredient name. So I talk about that as one of them. And then, and I'll take a, another class. I'll take a deeper dive into the technology of the frequencies. And then I love doing like what I call like a reboot, which is I'll do before and after photos. So people send in their before photos, and then in 30 days they send in their after photos. And I show certain areas, and I show you where and how to get some, you know, the best possible results you can get, And we live with ourselves all the time. I bet you didn't know that your face was getting better until you saw those photos side by side. You know, like really.
I did not know. Yeah. I could tell somewhat. I was like, oh, I feel it kind of comes on like this. You're like, oh, I look more awake. Oh, yeah. I look all right. Like, I look like I'm not as stressed today. Oh, I must have gotten more sleep. And you know what's really interesting, Kathy? People aren't going to believe this, but I actually lost weight because I was trying to, like, lean out a little bit. And I lost weight during that time period. So usually when you lose weight and you're older, your face starts to look more gaunt. So you would have thought it went the other way, that like the fat, but I lost weight, probably about 10 pounds from what I remember. And my face didn't look like I'd lost 10 pounds. It was looking more plump and more full. And that's what I've noticed. Mm-hmm. Like, when you get to a certain age, if you lose a lot of weight, you look older because you don't have the collagen to puff up your face. And so it's an interesting thing. So yeah, if I had stayed the same weight, yeah, it's amazing. So I want to ask, people are wondering about the next option. So if we go kind of across the page to the left from where people are looking at this, what is the next option, and what would you say about this one, the five piece, which is, my goodness, that's two payments of $99. Yeah.
Right. So what the clinical trial was done with the five-piece set of the Bond. So the five-piece set one is the cleanser that we just talked about. The other one is what's called a deep purifying scrub. And the reason why this is important is because most people have a lot of dead skin buildup and they don't get product penetration. And that actually, it's kind of one of my favorite products, honestly, because I feel like people are walking around with this dull, orange
dead.
Peeling, like
dead
sword,
skin.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're walking around with dead skin on your face. Well, yeah,
that's right. So the scrub has jojoba beads in it, which are perfectly round esters, so they don't scratch the skin. I feel like abrasions are not necessarily a good thing for our skin over time. So it has enough friction, if you will, with the little beads that it enables us to be able to get that dead skin layers off without having the adverse effect of scratching. So then the other is the daytime treatment. We talked a little bit about the daytime treatment because it absorbs faster. It's definitely designed for sun protection with those natural Hawaiian oils. Has beautiful ingredients in it to balance the pH and the probiotics of the skin. You know, you think you need probiotics for your belly, but you need them for your skin too. And then the cleanser, which is one of our favorite items. It's people just love the serum because it has it's a nice clean serum. It has no scent to it. It's just pure ingredients. It's designed for the entire face, not just the eyes. Although if you were to buy a really expensive product just for the eyes, this is what you would be getting. But I, put it in a larger bottle so you can use it on your whole face. And it has tightening and lightening agents. So there's one of the tightening agents in that is fantastic for tone. And there's a beautiful tone. So the last part of the protocol has the serum where you're using the wand in this flicking kind of motion. And as one of my customers said, she said, it feels like the fixative. It feels like the part that just lifts and opens and pops the cheeks and the eyebrows up. So that's definitely one of the favorite ingredients products is the serum. And that also has the group video, the webinar, and as well as the master class.
Yeah, it's really, I used now, for people wondering, I used the full package. So I used, I guess what you would say is like the second one that was two payments of $99. And so people can do this if you want to do it all at once. You can just go with the one payment, $198, or two payments of $99. I think for the most part, if you try it and you just go through the protocol, I really, even from the first time you sort of exfoliate and you hydrate the skin, you really start to see a difference. And then when you start using the wand and everything starts lifting, it's pretty amazing. It's going to be pretty hard to not like look at this and say, wow, I just feel like I'm looking more vibrant, better, more in what I remember, more of what like feels like a high vibrating, like sort of look for everybody. It's at uwildsrevolution.com/Kathy22. C-C-A-T-H-Y-22. Now, if that wasn't enough, you're going to say this. You're going to put yourself on the line 60 days. So people, I mean, this is almost like an empty bottle guarantee, right? Because they can,
it is.
I mean,
bottom,
they're going to use
it.
Tell me about that. Bottom of the jar, you know, it's
yeah.
like they're going to get through most of this. What's going to be the deal with that?
Yeah.
Let's say they go through the whole thing. Then what do you do if they say, I've used it, I don't like it? Do they still get a refund?
Absolutely. If you, yeah, if you send back the jar, you send back the wand. If you don't get the results that you think you should, and especially if you send me before photos and after photos, because that I strongly recommend is that even if you don't send them to me, take before photos. And I have a video that you'll get that shows you how to do the before photos. So, I want you to love what you get. And, that's important. You know, you'll also get an email that enables you to, get a renewal of your product at the best possible price as well, because there's nothing worse than, you know, finding a product, loving a product, and going, holy cow, I can't afford this product. You will be able to afford it. It's the best possible price I have. And it's easier for me to be able to do that because one, I don't have the brick and mortar. Two, I don't have to do any other the processes that cost money. It enables me to give, you know, pass that on.
Yes, and I, as you said, bottom of the jar guarantee. I swear I had something come in, and it was the green bead guarantee.
Get
to the bottom, you're going to see that green energy bead.
That's right.
And if you get to see it and you're not happy, return it. Get to see the green bead because it is way down in there, and you're going to get see it eventually.
It
yeah. Now, yeah. the other interesting yeah. thing about this is you may also, not you're going to change the way you look, but you're also going to have less of that stress and those energy anchors there. So you may also find that it changes the way you feel. And what have you found with that? What are that, you know, the look part is fine. And ultimately, yeah, it's part of like keeping that vibration and rejuvenation high. But what about what people have felt? Have you seen those sorts of stories too, Kathy?
For sure. And some people it's super significant and other people it's more subtle. So, you know, the more subtle are things like, you wake up in the morning, like you said, you wake up in the morning and you look in the mirror and go, oh, you might not have said this, Darius, but, oh, I don't need makeup today. I'm not, I haven't worn makeup except for a little eyebrow pencil and, but I haven't worn makeup on my skin for a long time. And when I was 49, I wouldn't have thought about going out of the house without makeup on.
Yeah.
At least something, you know, for anything. But, that in itself is way more significant than people think it is. When you wake up in the morning and you look at yourself in the mirror and you don't get a sinking feeling, you don't change your energy into negative, you change your energy into positive, that is so much more significant than people realize because the energy that you take out into the day is the energy you get back. I mean, have you ever noticed that?
Yes,
right?
100%.
When you don't feel that good or if you feel crabby, it's almost like everybody's being crabby to you and it just makes it that much worse, right? But when you go out and you feel good, people just start saying hi to you out of the blue, you know, because you feel good and it shows and you put out that energy.
Yeah, I think that's so true. And, you know, it is exactly what you're putting out into the world. I got to say something kind of interesting. It's kind of a funny story, but when we think about like putting out into the world, there was a funny story from the, it's not really funny because it was in the 1850s. And one of the greatest insults that you could do in Southern culture, I'm talking about like the Southern states, antebellum U.S., was to touch the nose of a gentleman or a woman, believe it or not. Like if you in a public situation wanted to insult them, if you touched their nose, it was a great insult. And it would usually result in a duel where literally it's like, okay, you have literally insulted me. And the reason is because they believed that the nose is the first thing when you project out into the world and you're going through your life through your experience on this planet. The nose is the first thing that you project out into the world. And if somebody touched it, tainted it, whatever, they would degrade that injection into the world. And I think that's like so fascinating, mm-hmm. right? But when you think about mm-hmm. it, there's something to that energetic mm-hmm. of what you're putting out in the world, which is our face. And I draw these mm-hmm. corollaries, but it's true. It's like we're bringing this face into the world. Why not have it the most energized as possible? So anyway, a little bit of a Southern history mm-hmm. there. You can look that up. Many a duel fought over someone touching the nose. But we want to touch your face with some beautiful energy. So please don't have a duel with me. I will probably not want to do that. So why you may never look your age again. You got to tell me about that because that always sticks into my mind. It's like we could actually, spoiler alert, cheat 3D reality and never look our age again. What does that mean to you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I had a woman who was just really not feeling good about herself, and she just decided to try that true energy, you know, process, the protocol, the package. She didn't even initially go full out. She just was not feeling so bad about herself that she was like, well, I'll just use the skincare first, or I won't do this, I won't do that. She thought it was going to take forever. This woman transformed her life. I mean, her entire life completely. Like, she changed her Facebook image to her own photo. She says she looks 20 years younger. And her husband was just so supportive of, you know, how she was feeling, and he completely agreed that she just looked 20 years younger. So I think there's something to the part where you were saying, well, you know, 10 years is understandable and possible, and, you know, you can see it. But honestly, I have some people who do, you know, go back 20 years.
Wow. Easily.
But you don't want to say that because it just seems so impossible. But it's a pretty amazing process. Very different than anything out there.
Yeah, I bet. And it is very different. And, you know, what I would suggest people do is check it out, because there's a lot of videos there. There's also my pictures if you haven't mm-hmm. seen them. And our replay is going to be on that page. I will make note, you're going to go to Kathy's page, which is True Energy Skincare. And so you're going to get a special pricing that you're not going to find anywhere else. And Kathy, you've been a partner with us, and your pages are secure. They're HTTPS and you know, you've been mm-hmm. just amazing partner. So, you know, you can trust with the same level of security that we have, Kathy has. And there's also something I really like. You've got some very important like Q&As there. You've got your beautiful picture and a lot of information on each of the different things, plus some video stories from people all over the world. What's the thing that surprises you the most about this? I mean, you set out to do something that few people do, is actually like revolutionize energetics and skincare and bringing them together. What was most surprising is, like, you've been doing this for a while and you've seen so many people all over the world. What surprises you?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, you know, one of my things about why I practice, you know, holistic medicine and why I did this, you know, process with the True Energy and the Natural Facelift System is because my thing is I want people to feel good about themselves, especially as they age. Culturally, we are very different than a lot of cultures where the aging process is not celebrated. And so for me, it's not about anti-aging. It's about aging gracefully and using the tools that you have. And, you know, and staying natural so that we're not insulting our, you know, our body and our environment and things like that. So I would say that it's our community. Our True Energy community is super strong. I have, you know, a live webinar coming up, and I have over 200 people registered for it just because they belong to that community. So, you know, it's just the community that really is super, super solid, and we support each other. You know, it's a lot of women. We have a few men, but it's a lot of women who are just really so loving and so supportive. And I would say that that's the part that I just am thrilled about, because it's my passion.
Yeah. Yeah, I love the community aspect, and I love people just like defying time, defying reality.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this audience and everybody here, we're really people that I feel like the unifying thing is that we decide how we want to interface with reality. And that can be like how we want to live, how we want to see the world, how we want to, you know, move through this life progression. And for many of us, it's like we believe and we know that there is so much more available to us. And this gives people a way to do this with their face and with their skin and with these energetic lines that maybe don't serve us anymore. You know, I think about, you know, some of the areas where there was tension. You know, I'm carrying from, you know, a divorce at age 37, or, you know, challenges from a breakup at 16, and all of these different pent up, built up stress triggers. They are not something I want to carry with me into the new day tomorrow that hasn't even been written yet. It hasn't even been created yet. I don't want my face that I project into the world to have this emotional energy of what happened to me 20 years ago. I want a new start. And that's what I think is so exciting about this. But I want to mention one thing, hydration. You talked a lot about this on the page. And how important it is. What is going on with hydration? Because I've heard you say that like our skin and our face also can be like super dehydrated. What happens there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So a lot like our body, you know, that when our body is dehydrated, we don't give it enough fluids to be able to do what it needs to do. There's several things that happen. One is kind of the obvious, which is that, you know, the brain tends to, when it's there's not enough fluids there, it tends to kind of bounce around in our skull, giving us headaches and tension and things like that.
Wow.
And our organs, same thing with our organs, when we're dehydrated, they can't function as well. But this is the reason why, is because the energy that biophoton highway of energy and our electrical energy relies on hydration to work optimally. So it's kind of like if your skin is dehydrated, which is our largest organ, if your skin is dehydrated, you could be dehydrated from the inside as well as the outside. You have to work from the inside and the outside. You're functioning at below what's possible. So when it's the hydration of the body, it might show up as low energy. And if you hydrate your body internally, your energy increases. Well, it's the same thing when you hydrate your body externally on the skin. It's almost like you give it energy and circulation and vibrancy. So it's super important. And there's very specific ways to not just rehydrate, but hold hydration in as well. And that's where the ingredients, you know, really come together in the formulas that I have is the, you know, how we not only put nutrients and hydration in, but also how to retain it as well.
Okay. That's very key. I want to get to some questions as well, but also let people know we've got a very special opportunity for y'all to grab this. It's only available here, and we've got a really cool opportunity to begin this for $99. It's at uwealthrevolution.com/Kathy, C-A-T-H-Y 22, and it's all there. Plus, there's videos and a lot of information from people all over the world about what to use. One person's writing in, this is Mary, and with hydration, she's saying, can we just drink more water to hydrate the skin? That sounds like a good idea. I mean, I'm sure there's
no
downside to that,
yeah.
But what would you say about hydration and water that we consume?
That's a great idea. And I think that's kind of like the inside out and the outside in is that, you know, you need to hydrate from the inside to give the cells, you know, in your body, the hydration and the plumpness that they need. But you're also needing to give your skin the nutrient and the hydration that it needs from the outside, because you can be super hydrated and still have kind of a gaunt look or not have that glow, you know, that really youthful glow. that's hydrating on the outside as well and giving your body the nutrients that it needs to be able to get that youthful glow.
Okay. Is that because it's not just, is it because the water that you're drinking isn't getting into the skin? And then tell me the reasoning why or what's going on there for optimal volumization, plumping.
Right, right. So when you're drinking enough water, it allows your body also, another factor, it allows your body to detox from a cellular level on your organs and things like that because you can flush. It's harder to hydrate the surface of the skin because of, depending on the condition of the skin and the elements. So if your skin is in poor repair, just generally speaking, or showing age or showing hollows and things like that, it may not be just from the hydration internally. It could be because it's not getting the nutrients that it needs to be able to look its best and to be, you know, that optimal plump, youthful cell. So it's kind of like, you know, if you go to the gym, you need to go to the gym on a consistent basis. You can't go for 1 week and expect your body to kind of retain everything. Well, when you're using, you know, a functional skincare and the wand, it's like taking your face to the gym where you're actually giving it, you know, nutrients and giving it, you know, like the exercises and things like that, that enable your body to just be at its optimal. So you can drink enough water and still not do all the repair that you need. Water is really only one of them. It's important, and it's important to be internally hydrated, but it's not all of the different things that show up on our skin outside.
Okay. I'm getting a question from Susan. She's asking, how long generally before people see a result from this program protocol?
Yeah. So everybody is different. There is no doubt about that. If a person has a lot of toxins and toxic buildup in their face where they're having a lot of skin or bloating, if you will, on the neck and cheeks and things like that, that's where you'll see the fastest results. And then everything in between. Now, the women that I had for the study were all kinds of different ages and all kinds of different variables. What I can tell you just based on experience is that the loss of elastin or that stiffness of the skin is the one that takes the longest. So, it's because there's a lot more than just building collagen to make elastin to repair. That takes time. So, most people on some level will see some change within, for some people, in 10 days. And 30 days, I haven't seen anybody who's used the product and the protocol for 30 days that I've seen zero change. I always see some type of a change, which is why I'm saying, you know, take the photo. Make sure you take the before photos of the three different angles on both sides, because what we don't always see is we don't always see that jawline pop. We don't always see, the lift that's happening on that apple because we're focusing on the line below our mouth, the corner of our mouth. But the important thing that you did on your photos is they're a little too close, but you did the consistency of everything, the same time, the same lighting and things like that. That's important. Yeah. I actually will zoom in on an area that I'm sharing with y'all to make sure that that we can point out different things and benefits in the areas that had great results. But I prefer like the whole face of the night at a 45 and then almost a 90 with not smiling and even light. So there's not a lot of shadows. So you're going to turn your face towards the light side.
Okay. Yeah. And so as y'all do the pictures and you get the results, you want to remember that. But Kathy's going to show you all that on a webinar. So here's the special deal. I'll just let everybody know. Everybody who hears this call, if you go to this page, you're going to get for free as an upgrade when you order the Sonic Energy Optimizing Wand. And this wand doesn't wear out. You keep it forever. It I mean, it's a full-on surgical steel tool. So that's part of it, and you're only going to find that in this special program offering UL's Revolution. Just know you're going to go to Kathy's page. There's some beautiful purple, you know, graphics. It's a very pretty page and secure ordering there. Kathy, quick question for you. If you really had a friend and they weren't sure if this was for them, or they didn't really want to get into the whole idea of like, oh, I'm not going to worry about how I look or start judging myself, I'm going to stay neutral, what would you say to them? Like, maybe that, I guess it's a different perspective. This is a very different perspective than like the regular sort of mainstream beauty industry. We're really looking at something a lot deeper here. We're really looking at energetics of what is in our face. And what would you say to them about that whole journey?
Well, you know, I can tell you a few things that come up for people because, you know, these are the questions that we tend to get from people as well, which is just even simple things like, well, I have sensitive skin. So do I. If that actually has been really, really beneficial for eczema and other, you know, sensitive skins, super, super light in scent, no perfume, but super light in essential scent. And so the other is, you know, I'm 70 or in my 70s. Will it help for me? I'm 30. Mm-hmm. Is it for me? Mm-hmm. So what I would say is that one, with the 60-day guarantee, there is no downside. It is a win-win. And then the other is that if you do nutrition, if you do any kind of energy work, if you're conscious of the, you know, the universal energy and how that affects our body, it's worth trying. You know what I mean? But again, it's not for everyone, right? Everything's not for everyone. You need to decide yourself whether this is an area that you would love to see, you know, some changes, or to be proactive in doing preventative care. Because that's what I hear a lot of people say is, I wish I had seen this 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So I think any of those are they seem like obstacles, but they're really not, because that 60-day guarantee makes it so easy to, you know.
Yeah. Get to the point where you see the green bead, and if you don't like it, send it back. And I love it. It's a green bead guarantee. But you know what I really think is key is, you may not feel like you need this now, but you may be very glad you did in several years. And that's a very forward-looking way to look at it. But you may also find that you sleep better, you clear a lot of the energy lines on your face, and you may also be surprised, like the listener who had changes in like their toothache because they started working with these acupressure points on the face, which invariably happens with the exercises you have people do, you may start to see changes all over your body. And that's the beautiful thing about energy work, is we do not remain the same when we begin to release and clear and open up divinity in one part of the body through energy work. The whole system, all of us, rises up to another level. So that's what it's about. Check it out there, uwealthrevolution.com/Kathy22. You go to her page and you get a special free upgrade for everybody that decides to do it. You get the energy optimizing wand plus the packages to go deeper into this, and check them out. Kathy, thank you for doing this. This was awesome today.
Thank you. I really appreciate, you know, sharing time with the UWealth Revolution family. I just, they resonate with me as, you know, as much as I can imagine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, so we love you, and we love the work you're doing, and how you bridge it all together for us. It makes it easy for us to make these decisions and have stuff that's energetically aligned that we can use every day. And so I think it's just key, especially for a lot of people that are like, you know, I wear a lot of makeup. If you're maybe a female and you're like spending a lot of money on this stuff, it's not getting cheaper, but also it is maybe not something I want on my face. So this is a big alternative. You may wear less, you'll save money there, and you also are doing some amazing healing work. So thank you so much, Kathy. Great, great information today.
Absolutely. Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, that is Kathy Goldstein, and I am somebody who uses this. And I use the wand, I use the protocols, and for me, what I've found is, like, once I do the core work, I really just kind of, every few days, I will use this and hold what I did, And it does not take long. I can honestly say like a day or two, I saw differences. So I'm different and certainly everyone is different, but you got to try it yourself. It's your $99 to get started, and that's going to last you a good bit, probably 30 to 60 days. Honestly, it's a mini makeover. It's pretty awesome. And so I tended to use, just to let people know, I tended to use less of the product than most people and still got the results. And for me, it would be like that thing would be like 60 days, and you will not necessarily like degrade after this. So you can continue, which I would recommend, but you're going to hold those results, and it's a very powerful thing, and you're going to learn a lot too. Check it out. And we love you. We honor you. I will see you on the next UL session. Release those energetic ley lines on the face. Don't hold on to the past anymore. Project that beautiful face and countenance into the world as a new reality and a new set of possibilities. You deserve it. The world deserves it. And you deserve to have everything you truly desire. And we're going to hold the space for that here at UL's Revolution, bringing in the 5D Earth right now. Much love, everyone. We'll see you in the next UL session. Check it out. UL'sRevolution.com/Kathy22. Much love.